Okay, but I still don't get why it's necessary for Alan Klatmeyer to go out and raise money for the jet. Why can't Cirrus just go out and raise money for the jet?
Good question, and it comes again back to kind of the change in the world over the last 8 months. From a financing point of view, obviously it's very difficult to get kind of the typical debt sort of financing. It's also with the core company having lower profitability right now, it's difficult for that company to attract financing. As you look forward then from that, the investor world starts taking on a little bit of a split personality. There will be people who want to invest in cash flow positive ongoing operations, of which Cirrus would be a good example, or an example we hope we get back to. And there will be other investors who will take a view of a longer term discounted cash flow in the future sort of view of the world. Right now, I would say they tend not to be the same people. So the people who would want to invest in Cirrus as an ongoing production company aren't necessarily the same people who would want to invest in a jet program. Now, I've always thought they should be the same people, and I guess I would have to say I was probably wrong in my view of how people should look at the combined company. So sort of a facing economic reality, the question is, how do we bring in outside capital to do this? And there are alternatives. And at this time, I would say none of them are great alternatives. Me putting together a group to buy the company, the company trying to finance it itself, our capital trying to put in additional financing, none of them are great alternatives. So it comes down to, if you believe that this is a product that has a market, that can be profitably built, that should be built and is good for the long-term customer base, industry, and Cirrus as well, then we got to look at these alternatives.